It's a shame about the palm trees. If Hawaii were ugly, people would pay more attention to the food. Now, you can eat there like nowhere else on the planet. I mean, what a culinary mix. These islands are 3,000 miles from anywhere, with a unique compression of cultures. Well, I've asked travel writer Peter John Lindbergh to join us. He did a piece on Hawaii's new wave food scene for Travel and Leisure magazine. Peter, good to have you back with us.
It's great to be back, Lynn.
So, what is the new wave?
Well, I just spent a couple of weeks eating my way around Oahu and the Big Island, which is where the food scene is really concentrated. And I have to say, I was just thoroughly blown away. As you said, the food there is amazing, and chefs in Hawaii are just firing on all cylinders these days. There's really exciting things happening. The new wave, well, a bit of background first, if I can. It started about, the Hawaiian food really first hit its big creative stride back in the early 90s with what was then called Hawaii regional cuisine. You had chefs like Alan Wong, Roy Yamaguchi, Sam Choi, mixing up French techniques with native Hawaiian ingredients, what we'd now maybe would just call fusion, and mixing in some Asian flavors. And what they came up with was really a whole new style of cooking, especially in terms of homegrown Hawaiian foods. We're talking things like guava-smoked rack of lamb or foie gras with pineapple coulis, things like that. Now, the Hawaiian regional cuisine was hugely influential and went way beyond Hawaii itself. Alan Wong and Roy Yamaguchi really became celebrity chefs because of that. And they're still on the scene today. They're very much still tremendously popular, and that food really still defines the fine dining, the high-end dining in Hawaii. But now what you're seeing is a real passing of the torch to a new generation of chefs and farmers and food purveyors who are building on that approach. And the biggest change is about affordability, which if you've been to Hawaii and eaten out there, you know, that is a big issue for a lot of visitors. It has been very expensive dining out there traditionally because it is an island and just because the price point is a little higher. The younger chefs are working at a more approachable and accessible level, not just in terms of price point, but in terms of the presentation, the service style, the whole atmosphere. It's a lot like what you're seeing across the United States now with the sort of casualization of American dining. So they're more likely to be cooking out of like a lunch truck or a farmer's market stand or even a pop-up restaurant somewhere, rather than doing the classic sort of white tablecloth Waikiki right. resort restaurants.
So give me an idea of what these dishes are about.
Well, we're seeing a leaning away from the European influence and more just toward that homegrown Hawaiian traditional foods. You know, for example, there's a wonderful luau stew, which is this kind of classic Hawaiian grandmother dish with these chunks of super tender slow-cooked pork and onions and sort of a bitter, sour taro leaf, which tastes kind of like a spinach crossed with fenugreek. Mm. It has this wonderfully elemental comfort food kind of flavor. And you're seeing dishes like that now being presented instead of these more refined, you know, plated with tweezers kind of thing that you would get in the fancier restaurants.
Who are the players and what are their specialties?
Well, one of the guys is this really remarkable young Hawaiian chef named Mark Noguchi, who made that very luau stew that I was raving about. He's out at a place called Heia Pier, which is on the east coast of Oahu. It's basically just like a fishing shack out at the end of this rusted-out fishing pier that's part bait-and-tackle shop and part down-home diner, kind of as casual as it gets, this salty sea dog place. And what he's doing is he's kind of taking the plate lunch, the Hawaiian workaday comfort food, like that luau stew, but he's elevating it to a whole new level. He's using organic ingredients and great local produce and fresh fish caught that morning. And, as I said earlier, the price point is different. Nothing on his menu costs more than $12. Huh. So one of the best meals we had was at this, like, incredibly rustic, ramshackle little joint that, you know, you would never have expected this kind of really refined and great cooking. Super creative.
This sounds great. I remember food trucks being a big thing there long before they were, you know, being done anywhere else. It was just the way food was sold. What's happening with the food trucks?
The food trucks are have just exploded in recent years. There used to be, I think 3 years ago, there were 90 that were registered, and now there are something more than 250, I think. And each month they actually have this wonderful food truck rally where they gather in a parking lot and sort of just have this all-night party where people can go from truck to truck and order and sit on blankets and have a picnic-style dinner. And there's some really amazing ethnic foods being done with that in terms of just Korean, you know, the Korean burgers and the kimchi tacos and all sorts of mashups and sort of fusion-y kind of food being done at this really affordable level.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Lynn.
Peter John Lindbergh writes about travel for Travel and Leisure and other magazines. His Hawaii piece appeared in Travel and Leisure's May 2012 issue.